Every human child is born with a disposition weakened toward sin. The inevitable consequence is that when he reaches the age of spiritual responsibility, he will sin just as his parents did. An infant is not born under the guilt of sin, which will send him to hell, but under the consequences of sin, which will cause him to be weak and fall into sin by his own decision. A terrible malady has settled upon mankind. It has affected every person. Its consequences are fatally serious. I speak of the presence of sin in human experience. Whence came sin? How did it first begin? How did it enter human experience? Why is it so universally prevalent today? What effect does it have upon the normal person today? Now, those questions deserve an answer. Some have denied the fact of sin. Others have admitted that sin is real but deny that it is serious. Yet others affirm that sin is real and carries serious and eternal consequences. Now, thank God he has given a true answer in the Bible. An investigation of what the Bible says about sin will be of great profit. So in this current series of messages, we're investigating what the Bible teaches about sin. The previous study dealt with the nature of sin, concluding that sin is an act, a state, and a disposition. So let us investigate the Bible now to find the facts concerning the origin of sin. First, sin originated in the mind of Satan. It did not begin among men, but among the angels of God. There was a great angel named Lucifer. He was so magnificent in glory that he was called the Son of the Morning, as if he were himself the day star. He was described in these words, "Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl and onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." What was the evil, the iniquity, found in the great angel called Lucifer? Well, God replied through the prophet Ezekiel, "Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness." Now that was the problem. The sin of pride entered into the heart of a great and glorious angel. The prophet Isaiah reported the thoughts that passed through the mind of Lucifer. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Lucifer was filled with pride and the desire for advancement and position. He desired to occupy the place of God. Sinful blasphemy arose in his heart when he rejected the sovereignty of God and aspired to take God's place in the eyes of the universe. Now, what did God do about such a grievous sin? He pronounced judgment. He said to Lucifer, "Thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will slay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee." Now Satan knows that judgment is pronounced and will certainly be executed. Now sin entered human experience. It originated with Lucifer in the angelic sphere, but it did not stop there. Knowing that his scheme was found out and hearing the judgment of God upon his sinful rebellion, Lucifer became Satan and the devil. He became the opponent of all that is good. He became the enemy of God and all who would do the will of God. He resolved to build his kingdom in opposition to the kingdom of God. And it was in relation to that design of Satan that sin came into human experience. Genesis chapter 3 recounts the blessed condition of the original man and woman. God had created them both with His own hands. He brought them together to share the joys of original human love. He placed them in the beautiful Garden of Eden, where they had food, water, companionship, and productive labor, all that was needed to make them happy. In that ideal environment, Satan came with his enticement to sin. Genesis chapter 3 recounts the entrance of sin into human experience. Satan began by pointing out to Eve the one limitation God had placed upon all her freedom in the Garden of Eden. Hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? He asked. She replied, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, except for the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. For God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Well, then Satan denied the clear word of God, making as if God were a liar and was trying to keep something good from the man and the woman he had created. You shall not surely die, for God doth know that the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. The woman then fell to the threefold aspect of temptation. The lust of the flesh caused her to see the tree was good for food. The lust of the eyes caused her to realize that it was pleasant to the sight. The pride of life caused her to desire it that she might be wise. So she followed the way laid by Satan and violated God's express command by eating the forbidden fruit. She gave to her husband also, and he ate with her. And in that act of rebellion against God, sin entered into human experience. The Bible gives the solemn statement, "The wages of sin is death." Adam and Eve died spiritually the day they ate the forbidden fruit. They were suddenly ashamed to stand before one another, so separation came between them because of sin. They tried to remedy that by sewing fig leaf aprons to wear. They were also ashamed to appear before God. They tried to remedy that by hiding from Him among the trees of the garden. Yes, they both died that day. The essence of death is separation, and they were separated from one another and from God. No longer was there unhindered harmony of spirit between them. Sin wreaked its tragic effects on mankind. But the tragedy of sin did not stop with Satan, nor with the first human parents. Mankind became depraved as a consequence of that original sin. Adam and Eve passed on to their posterity a nature weakened toward sin. Romans 5:12 expresses it this way, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now, every human child is born with a disposition weakened toward sin. The inevitable consequence is that when he reaches the age of spiritual responsibility, he will sin just as his parents did. An infant is not born under the guilt of sin, which will send him to hell, but under the consequences of sin, which will cause him to be weak and fall into sin by his own decision. The sole remedy for sin, and the sufficient remedy for sin, is in Jesus Christ, whose blood washes away all sin. Now pray with me, please. Father, we thank You for the promise that if we confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Grant that many people may this moment turn their sin problem to You and receive forgiveness and cleansing by Your grace. For Jesus' sake, amen.